Zakt the Mishnah Baita Masechtes Yuma Perik Vav Mishnah Beis. At this point, Balai Eitzel Sarei Mishtaleach. After he finishes the Matan Damim of the Par and the Sarei, as we learned in the previous Perik, that's the Hazav of the Par and the Sarei in the Kodesh Hakadoshim, the Hazav of the Par and the Sarei in the Hechel Kneged Apareiches, and then the Teroivus of Dam on the Mizbeach Hazav. After he finished that, Balai Eitzel Sarei Mishtaleach. The Kohen Gadol comes out to the Sar HaMishtaleach. That's the Sar that's standing now with the Shar HaMizrach, ready to be sent out. V'saymach shtayad of Olav, and he leans his two hands on it, in between the horns. U'mitzvad, and he says vidu. V'kacha ya'omer. Ana Hashem, avu, pashu, chatu lefanecha, amcha beis Yisrael. In Perik Dalet, Mishnah Beis, if you remember, we discussed the different shitas as to what these chatayim are. Ovon, Pesha, and Chatas. Because there's an Aveira b'mezid, that means the person knew it was wrong and he did it anyway, because he had a taiva to do it. There's an Aveira b'shaigeg, and there's also an Aveira which is called a merida. He only did it because he wanted to be over the Aveira chas v'shalom. If you remember what we learned earlier, in Perik Dalet Mishnah Beis, according to Rebbe Meir, this was the order. Ovin Pesha and Chatas. And it's based on the Pasuk. V'esvada olav es kol avoinois b'nei Yisrael, es kol pesheyem v'chol chateseyem. However, we discussed then that the Chachamim hold, avoinois means an avera b'mezid. B'mezid means on purpose. He saw a sandwich that wasn't kosher. He wasn't a shagig, he knew it wasn't kosher, but he ate it. That's called a mezid. But he didn't do it l'shem merida. He didn't do it to rebel against Hashem. He did it because he was hungry and he couldn't control his Yetzihara. Pesha, that's worse. He's not even hungry. He's doing it because he wants to prove a point that he doesn't listen to Torah and Mitzvah's Chas V'Shalom. And Chet, that means B'Shaigeg. That's why the Chacham and the Emes have a different order. Because the Chachamim say, after he said Vidlion, the Mezid, and even worse, on the things that he did L'Shem Merida, so it's hard to understand, he should turn around and go back to the Chatas. So the order would be Chatasi Avisi Peshati, according to the Chacham. But either way, getting back to our Mishnah. So the Kohen Gadol is saying, Oy Hashem, please listen to us. We admit we were over all of these Averas. He continues, Ana Bashem. What does Ana Bashem mean? Explains the Tferes Yisrael. For the sake of the Kiddush of your name, of the Shem Havaya, even though we don't deserve it. But Kaperna, please, give us a kapara, le'avoinais, v'le'pashoyim, v'le'chatoyim, sha'avu, v'shapashu, v'shachatu, l'fanecha, amcha beis Yisrael. Right? Do I have to ask for such a thing? Because this is the day? Kakasa b'tayras Moshe, avdecha le'mar. As it is written in the Torah of Moshe, your Eved, as follows, ki b'yayim hazeh, on this day, Yom Kippur, yechaper aleichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be mechaper on you, letayr eschem, I will purify you, mikol chateseichem, from all of your sins. Lifnei Hashem, titaharu. We're all here in the Beis HaMikdash. We're all trying to do tshuva. We're all so close to Hashem. And over here on this day, Yom Kippur, you're going to give us tahara. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol is mispal, for the sake of your name, for the kiddush of your name, be metayr us, as the Pasuk says so. When a yid does tshuva, anywhere he is, he comes close to Hashem. He's close to Tahara. So first comes Kapara, and then comes Tahara. Kapara means like to wipe away the schmutz. I'll tell you the mashal my Rebbe used when he taught us this Mishnah. If you have a floor that's like muddy, it's full of pebbles and dirt and dust, you're going to take a mop and start washing it with water or detergent. You know what you're going to have? A big slush. You're not going to have a clean floor. You first have to take a broom and sweep up all the heavy pieces and sweep away the dust, sweep away the dirt. Even after you sweep away the dirt, the floor is not really clean. Now you take the mop and the water and you wash it. So try to imagine that the kapara is wiping away our aveira. Once the aveira has been wiped away, then comes the next level, the level of tahara. We become completely pure. And you know, a washed floor, if a floor gets dirty and you sweep it and you wash it, it's usually even more clean than it was before it got dirty. After a person does tshuva, he's like closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than he was even before he sinned. B'makim shebali tshuva aimdim. Ein tzaddikim gemurim yicholim lamed. Zok the Mishnah weiter, the kaihanim, the amah, the people who aimed them yazara, that are standing in the yazara. Kishay yishaymim, when they heard shame hamafirish, the shame of yutkei vavkei shehu yoytzei, it came out mipi kohen gadol, from the mouth of the kohen gadol, hayakoyrim umishtachavim, they would kneel and bow down, v'noifin al paneim, all the way on their faces, they would fall all the way down, v'yaymim, and they would say, baruch shem kavod malchusai, the olam v'ed. The Teferis Yisrael explains, the Lashon Shehu Yoytzei means that the Shem Havaya came out automatically from the throat of the Kohen Gadol. That's called Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Gerayinai. It's like the Shechina spoke from his throat. That's why the Lashon of the Mishnah is Yoytzei, as if it came out. But the Pasha teaches, when they heard the Shem HaMefayrish uttered, when it came out of his mouth, so they all fell to the ground and they kneeled down, as we learned in previous Mishnais. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that after he finished applying the dam, the hazois of the dam, he comes to the Sori Mishtaleach, he leans on it between the horns, and he says, Vidui, and the Kehanim, and the people that are standing in the Azara, when they heard the Shem HaMefayrish, they were Kairim, Umishtachavim, V'noifun Al-Paneim, and they answered, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai, Li'olam Vayed.